Wilkie Collins was one of the most successful writers of Victorian London. Popular and prolific, he's sometimes dismissed as little more than a hack. A new biography of Collins by Peter Ackroyd has just been published. Eva Welch has been reading it for us. He's with me in studio this evening. Wilkie Collins, first of all, Eva, put him into that Victorian milieu where he wrote and was so successful.
Yes, he was really part of that world that included Dickens and George Eliot and Anthony Trollope, these writers who could just produce novel after novel that captivated the entire nation. They were serialised in magazines and they became these kind of bestsellers, potboilers of their time. And he's right in the middle of all that. He's a friend of Dickens, knew all these other writers, and his works were just as popular. Often they would be maybe transposed to the stage, they'd be illustrated in prints and journals. They became the really, I suppose, the most effective art form of their day and the most popular.
Were they considered an art form in their day, or were they just considered as little more than popular fiction that didn't have any artistic or literary merit?
They seem to have managed both, even at their own time. I suppose now we look back on them and we see them as, you know, we study them and teach them in universities and we read them in kind of courses around the study of what you call it, literature as opposed to popular fiction. But they seem to manage both. I mean, everybody liked the work, but nobody sniffed at them and thought they were kind of penny dreadfuls.
Peter Ackroyd, then, who has written this, it's a very brief, a very short book, 200 pages, I think, part of the Brief Life series.
Yes.
of biographies. Is he a good match to write about Collins? Because he had written a very famous biography of Dickens previously, a scholarly tome.
Indeed, and he has that ability to work between both. I think he does. And I think, I mean, this series reminds me of that short book by Edna O'Brien on Joyce, or the short book by Edmund White on Proust. If you get a writer to write about another writer, they're going to look at things that we wouldn't think about if we're not working as novelists. Things like negotiations with publishers, work habits, where they physically wrote, the link, of course, between their lives and their work. And secondly, because it's brief, you've got to get a lot in kind of quickly. So, you know, that famous story was someone said, "I'm sorry, this letter's so long, I hadn't time to make it short."
George Bernard Shaw, I believe.
Indeed. Was that him? Yeah, well, if you had 800 pages to write The Life of Wilkie Collins, you could fill it because there's a lot in his life. To get it down to this means you have to really choose.
Segment 1.
Wilkie Collins was one of the most successful writers of Victorian London. Popular and prolific, he's sometimes dismissed as little more than a hack. A new biography of Collins by Peter Ackroyd has just been published. Eva Welch has been reading it for us. He's with me in studio this evening. Wilkie Collins, first of all, Eva, put him into that Victorian milieu where he wrote and was so successful.
Yes, he was really part of that world that included Dickens and George Eliot and Anthony Trollope, these writers who could just produce novel after novel that captivated the entire nation. They were serialised in magazines and they became these kind of bestsellers, potboilers of their time.
Segment 2.
And he's right in the middle of all that. He's a friend of Dickens, knew all these other writers, and his works were just as popular. Often they would be maybe transposed to the stage, they'd be illustrated in prints and journals. They became the really, I suppose, the most effective art form of their day and the most popular.
Were they considered an art form in their day, or were they just considered as little more than popular fiction that didn't have any artistic or literary merit?
They seem to have managed both, even at their own time. I suppose now we look back on them and we see them as, you know, we study them and teach them in universities and we read them in kind of courses around the study of what you call it, literature as opposed to popular fiction. But they seem to manage both. I mean, everybody liked the work, but nobody sniffed at them and thought they were kind of penny dreadfuls.
Segment 3.
Peter Ackroyd, then, who has written this, it's a very brief, a very short book, 200 pages, I think, part of the Brief Life series.
Yes.
of biographies. Is he a good match to write about Collins? Because he had written a very famous biography of Dickens, previously a scholarly tome.
Indeed, and he has that ability to work between both. I think he does. And I think, I mean, this series reminds me of that short book by Edna O'Brien on Joyce, or the short book by Edmund White on Proust.
Segment 4.
If you get a writer to write about another writer, they're going to look at things that we wouldn't think about if we're not working as novelists. Things like negotiations with publishers, work habits, where they physically wrote, the link, of course, between their lives and their work. And secondly, because it's brief, you've got to get a lot in kind of quickly. So, you know, that famous story was someone said, I'm sorry, this letter's so long, I hadn't time to make it short.
George Bernard Shaw, I believe.
Indeed, was that him? Yeah, well, if you had 800 pages to write The Life of Wilkie Collins, you could fill it because there's a lot in his life. To get it down to this means you have to really choose.